We already know that San Francisco's housing market is tight.
How many people asked to pay over what you were asking?
Eight people. Eight people asked, and I said no. Also, in addition to two people, they asked to prepay it for a year. And I said no.
At open houses like that one, competition is fierce because there just aren't enough apartments to go around. A new city regulation hopes to make some more room in the market, though, by giving individual renters less room. Soon, current and aspiring San Franciscans will be able to live in micro apartments, boxes of just 220 square feet each. City Supervisor Scott Weiner wrote the legislation making these hutches habitable. He talked about them with Cross Currents executive editor Ben Trefney.
We have a housing affordability crisis in San Francisco. We're to the point where one-bedroom apartments are going for often $3,000 a month or more. Even studios are often going for $2,000 or $2,500 a month. And we're getting to the point, and in fact, we're at the point where we are pricing out a lot of people from the city, people who can't come here, people who live here, and if they lose their apartment, may not be able to stay here or may be forced into a roommate situation when they've lived alone for many years. So we need to have a flexible housing policy to address the needs of all of our residents. And that includes building family size housing. It also means building smaller units, particularly since almost 40% of San Franciscans live alone. So the legislation will allow for smaller efficiency studios, smaller studios, to a minimum of 220 square feet. Our current minimum is closer to 300 square feet. So the legislation would allow for a minimum of 150 square feet of living space plus a kitchen space, a private bathroom, and a closet for a total of 220 square feet.
Where did you get the concept to come up with apartments that size that when you brought up this legislation?
Well, this is the state minimum. California allows a minimum amount of living space down to 150 square feet, and San Francisco's minimum was higher than that. And so the legislation took us down to the state minimum.
And are there other cities that have, I mean, San Francisco evidently did not allow apartments that were this size before this legislation passed. Are there other cities that are doing this as well? Los Angeles, do they allow it, for example?
Well, San Jose is at this size as well. A few others, I believe Santa Maria and Arcata, are. Seattle has been allowing units around this size or even smaller. And New York City, of course, has always had very small units. But to be very clear, even though San Francisco has not allowed individual studios at this size before, we do have many, many living spaces of this size, many micro units in the form of roommate situations. We all know a lot of people where you have a 3 or 4 bedroom apartment with maybe 6 or 8 people living in there, 1 or 2 person to a very small living space, bedroom, maybe no living room because it's been converted to a bedroom, and then those 6 or 8 people share a kitchen and share a bathroom. Here, they would have what the equivalent of a large bedroom space with their own private bathroom, private kitchen, and in my view, people should be able to choose whether they live in a roommate situation or whether they live in a small unit by themselves.
Did you have any concerns when you're bringing up this legislation about a unit being so small or maybe changing the whole marketplace and the value of different apartments in the city?
I think that those concerns are overblown. This is not going to be some sort of dominant form of housing in the city. I think it'll serve some very specific purposes. For example, we have a great need for new student housing, and this will be, we already know of projects for student housing that are very excited about being able to build at this size. Senior housing, where you have small living spaces with big common areas. That's another great opportunity for units at this size. Transition age youth housing at this size makes a lot of sense. And there were affordable housing providers who were very supportive of the legislation for that reason. And then I think there will be some market rate units at this size. But, you know, it has to meet the market demand. And there are some people who just will not live in a unit of this size. I know people who have come up to me on the street and said, I would love to live in a unit of that size. I don't have a lot of stuff, and I don't need anything bigger.